Michael Douglas didn't speak to reporters at the premiere of his latest film.
Michael, where are you?
The actor was mute as he posed with other members of the cast. The Academy Award-winning actor is being treated for throat cancer. More than 500,000 cases of head and neck cancer are diagnosed each year worldwide. Most are in developing countries. They include cancer of the nose, mouth, throat, and larynx or voice box. Dr. Michael Benninger at the Cleveland Clinic describes the warning signs of throat cancer.
A good rule of thumb is an unexplained hoarseness, particularly in a smoker, that lasts for longer than 2 to 4 weeks should be evaluated. So that's a good rule. Painful swallowing that persists should be evaluated.
A new study from the National Cancer Institute finds that many head and neck cancers are the direct result of smoking. The study followed almost 500,000 people for 5 years. They found that men were more likely to be diagnosed with head and neck cancers than women. Heavy tobacco and alcohol use are the top risk factors.
Just tell me if there are any tender areas that are at all.
Dr. Sat Parmar of the University Hospital of Birmingham in Britain says heavy drinking and smoking dramatically increases the risk of getting these cancers.
If you smoke and drink heavily, your risk of getting mouth cancer is about 26 times that of a non-smoker and a non-drinker.
Michael Douglas is getting a combination of chemotherapy and radiation, but treatment can also include surgery. The latest technique involves robotic surgery. Dr. Todd Huntley likes it because the surgery is performed through the throat without making an outside incision.
It doesn't involve nearly the trauma to the surrounding tissues, and for many select tumors in this area, it allows for a complete removal and often without a tracheotomy and generally without a feeding tube.
With robotic surgery, patients spend less time in a hospital, have a faster recovery, and avoid scarring and facial deformities. To reduce the risk of getting head or neck cancers, doctors the world over advise people to stay away from smoking and heavy drinking. Carol Pearson, VOA News.